Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. It is April 22nd, 2016. To some people, it is Earth Day. To others, it is Passover. To others, it is just Friday. And you know what? I guess on the other side of the world, it's probably even Saturday. So whatever you are doing, whatever you are celebrating, I wish you an absolutely beautiful, wonderful, blossoming day. Thank you for listening. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And we are here every Friday, to bring you topics and people about living purpose. Those, when we do have live guests, they discuss how they came to know their purpose, how they came to achieve it, and maybe a suggestion or two of how you can live your purpose as well. So, the song you just heard is called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity. You can find them at TRUETRINITY.com. And the vocalist you heard was Jillian Clark. The writers on that are Rachel Grace and myself, along with Jillian. And we have a wonderful time with that. And the whole thing is, exactly, you are living your purpose in the moment, wherever you are, whatever you are doing. That is your purpose. Sometimes it's hard to believe that because we want something more. But reality is, it is your purpose right then, right there. So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit here today. You can find out more about Purpose Talk Radio by going to our website at purposetalkradio.com. And you can send an email if you are a person who would be a great guest for our show, or who, if you know someone that might make a good guest for the show. So you can go to that website and send me an email, Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at purposetalkradio.com. Let's see, what other fun stuff do I have here to tell you? Oh, yes, okay. You can join us in a couple of different ways for this show. The first is to go to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. Well, that's not really the first, but it is one of the ways, is to go to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And at that location, you will find that there is a link or a post that will be pinned to the top of the page momentarily. And you can go there and join us in conversation, whether you're listening live or archived. We do keep that post there. If there's any comments that you might want to make, a lot of them don't have anything, which is fine. And other ones do. But, you know, it doesn't matter. I put it over there anyway for you to, in case you have questions for any of our guests, or if there's anything else that you want to talk about or bring to our attention, feel free to join us over there, live or archived. You can call into the show live. If we go past the half hour, you will find us on the phone only. You won't find a live broadcast or one that you can hear on your computer. And that phone number is 347-205-9074. And 347-205-9074. You can ask us questions through that phone number as well. And the other option, of course, is to come in on Skype or in the chat room for this radio show, and you will be able to get to us there. Listen to the topics or come in on a conversation. But you do need to press the 1 so that I know you are there. And then if I have a question, otherwise it'll just show me that you're listening, and that's perfectly fine as well. We can handle that. So let's see. What other fun things can we offer you today? A couple openings for guests. So again, I'd like to have you, if you want to be a part of that, that's perfectly fine. Oh yes, of course, the chat room at the very bottom of the page. You can scroll down there and find out about our show also. And carry on conversations with us during the show. If something's not sounding right or whatever might be happening, you have some questions, you can't get on the air, you're welcome to put those in that chat room as well. And so we've got computer acting, giving me a little bit of an attitude this morning, as kind of usual, but that's okay. I see that we have a couple of people on the phone line, so I appreciate you calling in on that. Let's see. So let's get into our topic, because this is kind of important. And like I said, happy Passover, happy Earth Day to those that celebrate. But part of why I've kind of chose this topic today is, of course, Earth Day, when many people are out planting seedlings or seeds and expecting a harvest out of them later. I was a kid in grade school, and I watched my parents plant a tree from my grandfather. And it became a very huge evergreen in our front yard. Well, at one point, they had to widen the road, and that tree had to get cut down. Well, I mean, it was kind of weird because, that was a memory of grandfather. And, you just watch that grow, and what happens to it? Well, there are a lot of things that are cut short in our lives. But you know what? There's a lot of things that keep going. Because as part of that, of course, there were pine cones. There were seedlings that were planted elsewhere by the wind, by the birds, by everything. And allowed that to continue to grow. And I have no idea how far and how wide that might have gone. There's no way of knowing. I see some trees in the neighborhood where I grew up and wonder, could that have been from that tree? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe it's from another tree. We just don't know. Some of those seeds could have been carried by birds to another continent, for all I know. Maybe they went up to Canada. We just don't know. So I'm looking at life the same way. I have been doing a whole lot of reviewing lately. I've had a look at my resume. And think back to some of the days and dates and jobs. And not only just the timeline on that, but if there's somebody that could be a reference for me, if there's somebody I could call and say, you know me back then, is there something that you thought I should have been doing back then that I wasn't doing? Or, you saw something in me that brought me on for that job. Is there something that you think I should have cultivated more? I should have added more strength or more seed to? Could you just, fill me in and tell me and help me go further into what I'm trying to do now? So I'm looking at that resume, and I'm looking, of course, to update it and change it and do all that required stuff as I'm looking at a new career, even just playing a new job, trying to do something in the way of life, something productive. I'm looking at school. They want the Vita, bio, that kinds of things as I go on. They want me to put a letter of intent, and what have I done in my life that will allow me to be successful in the new career? That's what I'm going to do. You know, graduate studies are not that easy. They want you to actually think you're going to succeed. Instead of, I remember going from high school to college, and they didn't have that kind of stuff. Oh, sure, there was this little letter that I could write with my admission thing, or I could have a teacher, even better, have a teacher write for me. But at graduate studies, they actually want me, or you, if you apply, to understand what you've done up until now. What seeds have been planted? And the more I'm reviewing that, I'm thinking, I don't know. I don't know how I might have impacted somebody. I looked back not too long ago at my career in sign language and where it began and how it began. As I was playing music in the Catholic Church, where I was growing up at the time, where I had my initial religious training. I went to the Catholic grade school. I went to a public high school. And when I reached high school, the whole time I was in grade school, I used to watch the people playing the instruments during church. I'm going to do that when I get to high school. And believe me, the minute I graduated, I went up to the director. And I said to him, okay, I've graduated now. Can I come in? And he allowed me to join. And that's where I met the person who first exposed me to sign language. And then I say, well, if I hadn't been raised in that church, would I have done that? If I hadn't seen that person and had that person interpreting for just one child, would I have been too scared to say, teach me and can I do something? Probably. Because, I loved hiding behind my guitar. It was so easy to do that. And then when I had to stand up and move my hands, wasn't so easy. It was a little scary. Now I'm part of groups, and in my travel ministry, we're talking to different groups of people now. And I'm letting everybody else talk. I did well in speech class. I did just fine. I did even better if I could have a prop, if I could have a podium, if I could have my guitar as a show and tell type thing, whatever. So it was pretty funny. I always had something in front of me to block or put a wall between me and an audience. Now, did the audiences know that? Probably not. Did I kind of plant a seed in my head that said, I need that? Yeah, probably. Because now it's kind of tough. I look at some of those and say, how do I make it work? How can I present without worrying about how things look? And, it's okay. I look at some of the people that I have been exposed to over the years. And as I said, I was going through that cycle and saying, if I hadn't met that person, how did I get where I am now? Even in the songwriting. Had I not been able to be involved in some of the activities growing up that I was in the folk group at church and continue that and be so earnest on wanting to do it that there were times where I'd take my guitar and my bike and I'd go to church or I'd ask someone in the group to be able to pick me up. Because my parents changed churches when I was a kid and I wanted to stay where I'd grown up. Went to one of the other Catholic churches in town. But I had made my friends. I had made the connections there. I didn't want to go. Luckily, I was old enough that they did allow me to make, as long as I was going to church, they were happy. And so I did stay. And again, met various people that I'm still connected to in some way, indirectly, today. We look at all the people we've touched, wonder sometimes, did I make a difference? I guess it's my biggest thing. Did I make a difference? Did something I said or do reflect back to someone that hopefully changed their life? And as I'm looking at what do I want to do today, that theme in and of itself has run through every part of my life. So what I'd like to encourage you to do today, and the reason I'm bringing this up, is, you know, if you're in flux, if you don't know what you're doing, what you want to do, take a look back over the threads. See how things are related that you have interacted with over the years. And I want you to look at it two ways. I want you to look at what someone has done for or with you that has impacted you over the years. But I'd also like you to look at how you may have impacted somebody else. What have you done in your life that either you have seen come to fruition? Maybe you've been around some kids. You know, have you ever had the opportunity to give a kid a hug when they're crying? Have you ever had the opportunity to say, you know, it's going to be okay when there's a kid who's lost in a store? Not being able to find mom? And you can take that kid by the hand and find their mom or take them to the front counter? Many of us find ourselves acting like that little kid as we get older. That kid that's lost, that doesn't know how to find mom and how to find the goal, the dream. And we need to take ourselves by the hand and go find that service desk. Go find that person that may help us get back to mom. Get back to our roots, even. Because a lot of times, I seem to be saying that a lot today, aren't I? A lot of times is coming up. Maybe I'm speaking to myself as much as anyone else. You know, if we look back at our roots, it's really those experiences that have created us. You know, growing up with our parents, one way or the other. Some things are good, some things are not so good. But either way, all of those memories are what keep us going. Because they can be things that we say, oh, there is no way I am ever going to do that. And then there are things of, you know, that was pretty cool. I hope I can continue that. You know, I said if I had kids, one of the things that I did do as a kid was we had vacations every year. Some of them were more elaborate than others, true. You know, we usually went camping somewhere, and a lot of times it was a week away, and we were traveling on the road and all that. But now, and that's one of the things that I want to do again. And it's one of the reasons I got into travel. Oh, speaking of that, True Visions Travel is one of the sponsors of this show. And you can go to truevisionstravel.com to find out more about that. And it's one of the, like I said, it's one of the reasons that I've gotten into that is because I remember those trips. And I remember how all I did was write on them, drove my parents nuts, because I'd miss out, or they thought I missed out on things. But I wrote to keep the memories going, because I had that kinesthetic, the visual and the auditory learning. I could hear their conversation. I could glance out the window, as long as I didn't get everything coming rushing past me that I'd get sick in the back seats. And if I was writing, I could remember it better, because it would go in and out of my hand, in my head and out of my hands. I remember some very detailed pieces of our trips that my parents thought, nah, she didn't get. She missed that. No, I didn't. Even as I say it now, you know, there's that, well, yeah. Let's just say the memories are pretty good on some of those. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So might you look back at even your childhood? Go back to those roots. What common theme from all of that comes back through now, through your entire life? Is there anything? Pushed a lot of those memories aside and exposed those roots to damage. To the air, to the wind, to other people's opinions. And not been able to carry them forward and not allow them to dig deep and be a foundation. Even if they're not the most pleasant memories, let them remain as your foundation that you can share with others or have others help you bury them again so that can remain, again, a foundation for what you do in the future. I'm sitting here picturing a tree, picturing that tree of my grandfather, picturing one of the ones now that are in my parents' yard that is amazingly strong. We've got a maple back there that, you know, part of it had to come off because it was destroyed by a storm. There are parts of the roots or the limbs that are, you know, partially up on the ground and have had to be buried a little bit, you know, put extra topsoil on it, things like that over the years. A lawnmower has gone over parts of them and, you know, taken off some of the bark of the exposed branches and root system. And yet it's thrived. And there's another evergreen in the front yard that's thrived. Actually, now that I think about it, maybe my parents moved that tree. I don't even remember. I'm going to have to ask just for the heck of it. You know, those things, as I see the tree, and I see it grow and continue to reach up. Just like those plants, we reach up to the sun, we reach up to the brightness. And we want to keep growing. So, okay. So beyond those memories, what, you know, you've got those things. Go through some of the things that drew you into life. You know, like in high school, the one thing that I had, well, high school, grade school, college, because miscellany for me was a newspaper. Are there any things that you did over the years that have consistently drawn you in? Have been a skill set that was maybe felt like more of a hobby. Kind of looking at those, like, you know, the leaves that are just sometimes just tangling there, or the fruit that comes off the plants. You know, it sometimes it looks like it's just hanging there, waiting to be picked, waiting to ripen. You know, like I said, I talked about the sign language, I talked about the music. You know, that music is just hanging, just within reach. I know it. I know somewhere other than that song, I Am Who I Am, that theme song of Purpose Talk Radio, there is another treasure out there that I want to write someday. Maybe it's our song, Be the Difference. Maybe it's the Serenity Song. Maybe it's something I haven't written yet. So I keep going to music workshops and being a part of Nashville Songwriting Association. I find mentors and people that are out there that can help me cultivate that. So, again, those are the seeds that I've planted and that others have planted in me. So think of those interests. You know, have you buried them in the ground and walked away from them and still hope that, you know, when I get to them, I'll get to them. I'll come back. You know what? If you don't keep watering them, if you don't let them have that sunshine and just forget about them, I want to say, you know, they'll go away. They'll die. But you know what? A lot of times they don't. They just won't grow. They'll sit there dormant until you decide to come back. Unlike a plant that will die. Although, if you think of it like, if there's other plants out there like, you know, poinsettias or Easter lilies, those kind of plants are out there, and you can let them go dormant for quite a while. You can not water them. You can put them in a closet. You know the funny part about those? When you come back to them, and you do give them water and light, guess what? They will blossom again. And that's the way I like to think about some of our interests. So if you want to be part of the rest of the show, please be sure that you are on the phone at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And you hear the live part of the show. If you catch this archived, there's no problem. You'll still get the rest of it. We do have another 15 minutes that we can go on this. Again, if you wish to reach me, please get a hold of me at cindy@purposetalkradio.com if you want to be a guest on the show. And we'll talk about that. So, okay, of course, as my little brief thing says, we're going away, but we're not going away entirely yet. So like I said, I look at those poinsettia-type plants, and I say, okay, if they can bloom again, there's also this one that I've got here, what do they call this thing? Or a, I can't think of it. But it's funny. It tells me when it wants water. It'll get droopy. It'll get yucky. It'll just drop down. It'll disappear out of my big pot here. And I know it's time to water it. I do not have a green thumb, I guarantee it. I can't tell you when plants need to be watered. I can't. I usually water them too much. So I have to be very careful with my plants. So I love this plant because, like I said, it will tell me when it needs to be watered. And I think some of the things that I've put aside, and I think some of the things that most people put aside, you know, we just let them drift off for a while. And then something will come along and say, maybe it's time to look at that again. Maybe it's time to just sprinkle a little water on it and see what happens. Maybe I can liven it up again. See if I can transplant it to a different situation. You know, if you're a writer, maybe you used to write wonderful things in a diary or a journal. And you were able to express your feelings as things happened. It'd be amazing if you could take that same thing and create it into a book, not necessarily of your feelings, but to help some kid that maybe is going through something, or another adult who's going through something because of your experience. Maybe you could start a blog. You know, if you don't know how, get a hold of me and we'll see what we can do to help you get started on that. Maybe you can just share how you're feeling with somebody else. the journals and the diaries were really popular when I was a kid. And of all the things that I didn't write, that was one of them, except on those trips, like I mentioned. So I had to kind of laugh at that, that was what triggered for me, were the trips. That's why I wrote my journals. And, you know, I'm attempting to clear out a lot of things in my life right now. And I somehow believe that in the process of all this, I'm going to find those things. And I kind of can't wait to look at some of them. Because I'm hoping that some of those memories, some of those things that were of particular interest to me on those trips, will come back as I try to schedule things for other people. My favorite part of the country, for instance, is Mount Rushmore and the Badlands, actually. Not just Mount Rushmore, the Badlands out there. Sioux City, South Dakota, is an amazing place. And I said if I could live anywhere and not have to worry about the cost of getting back to be with my nephews or being so far away from family, you know, whether we get along or not, it's hard to be away from family sometimes for me. I would live in Sioux City, South Dakota. And the first time we went, my grandfather, my paternal grandfather, was sick. And we weren't sure if we should go. But the hospital said, well, you know, you planned this trip. You planned this vacation. You really need to get away. He told my dad it was time to go away and enjoy the family, enjoy the trip. You know, that my grandfather probably would make it, even though he was pretty sick. Well, he didn't. And we got called back and went from South Dakota to Chicago, Illinois, I believe in 24 hours straight. My dad drove through. I think he stopped for a couple hours sleep. When you think of the adrenaline and things that have us do certain things, wouldn't it be nice if we could find that always in our life when we wanted to create something? We wanted to create our purpose and achieve it. Why can't we put that extra fertilizer into our lives? Why are we so afraid of it sometimes? You know, you look at a tree and as a kid probably sat underneath it for shade. I know it's something I did. I love being outside. I'd sit next to the tree, I'd do my homework. Till, of course, the little bugs would come along and make things itchy, and then I'd go away. But you know what? I'd be back again a couple days later. Because I love just being outside. Didn't like ants and spiders and critters. But love being outside. And you know what? Ants and critters and things are the things that made that tree grow and made it so special. So as you look back and look at those things and people that may have just irritated you, scraped the bark off of you as your tree grows, remember that they're also the ones that made you just a little stronger. So I invite you, as I said, to look back at some of the things that have happened over the years. The interests, the people, the places that you've been to, and those who have also planted into your life. And see how they can weave into your purpose now. I invite you to find some of those people. You know, there's lots of ways to do it now. Facebook, school records, all kinds of stuff. The people that sowed into your life, cool if they knew that. Think how you'd feel if you got a thank you letter from somebody out of the blue that just said, thank you for what you said to me when I was out on the playground because you made a difference in my life. We hear a lot of things of, you know, people that just were ready to maybe end their lives, and someone said something nice to them. Or they were just having a really bad day, and they received just the right thing in the mail. Said, hey, I care. I invite you to send something like that to someone who made a difference in your life. Because what goes around comes around. Truly does. And you might find someday that you'll get one of those letters in your life. One of those surprising things from somebody that says, you made a difference to me. Because whether we believe it or not, we have made a difference to someone. And we do every moment we open our mouth, every time we look somebody in the eye, we make that difference. Hopefully it's a positive one. So every time we speak to someone, that moment will continue on in their life. Good, bad, it will be a memory. It may get buried in the brain, but you know what? It will go on in the memory, just like everything that has happened in our life will eventually become a memory until something sparks it again, until that seed drops next to us to start something else and joins with the memory and it becomes something brand new. One other thing, this week I went to a live taping of Tavis Smiley. And I was considering whether Purpose Talk Radio should continue and how and why and what I should be doing because of not taking the time to create a guest list lately. And Friday morning coming around and saying, well, what kind of topic do I have? And didn't know if I wanted to continue it. And listening to him and his taping this week, which is on Channel 10 in Milwaukee, and was on his show. I don't know when it, if it did air already or not. I think it did. It was the one big idea, the long series of that. And part of it was being in Milwaukee at Milwaukee Area Technical College, where I just left. And knowing that one big idea can grow and make a difference in people's lives. I heard him. I heard him talk about purpose. And that one big idea has grown to allow many high school students move on to college when they do not have the financial wherewithal to be able to do that. The president of MATC, Milwaukee Area Tech, created a program that allows these kids by grants and funds and donations from the community and foundations to be able to go to school. And it's not a scholarship as such. They don't have to have the grades. They just have to have the ambition to make their lives better. As I listened to Tavis that day, I realized that Purpose Talk Radio, Positive News Media, True Visions Media, everything has been a small seed that I have hoped to someday make something bigger. As I listened to Tavis, it didn't make a difference as to how big or how small any of that will be, as long as it makes a difference, and I know it has made a difference, and I pray will continue. So Purpose Talk Radio will continue some way for him. I'm just not sure exactly what that will be yet. But I invite you to be a part of it. If you'd like to be a guest, again, please get a hold of me at cindy@purposetalkradio.com. PURPOSETALKRADIO.com. Come listen to our music and our theme song on True Visions at TrueTrinity.com. Come join us at a free travel club at TrueVisionsTravel.com. Opportunities are open to you. And I hope to continue traveling this journey and growing with you, with the seeds that I plant for you and your comments that come back to me in the form of seeds. As an affirmation, I grow with everything I hear, see, and do. I grow with everything I hear, see, and do. Until next Friday, when I'm hoping to have someone to finish out April, which is Autism Awareness Month. And after that, we will be talking about the canvas we paint on. I offer you the song, I Am Who I Am, by the group True Trinity. Until next week, continue planting your seeds. And I wish you all soul blessings. Thanks for listening.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Feel free to listen to the archive at the same place where you listen to the original show. And join us at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations for continued conversation about this topic. Have a great week.